Toll free, 855-450-FREE with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
We're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can bring up anything that you'd like. That is the point of the show. It's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can also control the content on our website simply by going to freetalklive.com and then actually submitting content to the site. So maybe you find a news article or a blog post, YouTube video, something online that you think is pretty interesting. You just copy the URL, you give it a title, and it will appear on our website. It can then be voted on by listeners like you. You can vote things up if you like them, down if you don't, and then ultimately we'll figure out what you think's interesting. You, the collective, the listeners, together. So go to freetalklive.com. And of course, the best way to get interactive with the show is to call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. In addition, we've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And of course, bring up what you want. Some outrageous news coming out of Washington, also Russia. There's a couple different things that are interesting happening there. But Mark, you had something you wanted to start the show out with here tonight, and it's about a crazy man who has killed an alleged sex offender.
That's,
and apparently,
well,
his wife.
I don't know. He's not alleged. He's convicted. Apparently, Jeremy Moody and his wife, Christine, killed a convicted sex offender and his wife also. So the story goes here from FoxCarolina.com out of Jonesville. Union County Sheriff David Taylor said arrests were made in a double homicide case after two people were found dead inside a Jonesville home Monday. Taylor said a neighbor called 911 at about 8:40 p.m. and wanted deputies to check out the residence and a home on wherever highway. He identified the victims as Gretchen Parker, 51, and Charles Parker, 59. They said that they lived at the home where they were found dead. The victims were shot with a .380 handgun, close range, and stabbed.
Wow.
Yep. Apparently, there was some surveillance on in the house, though, and that's what allowed the police to catch Jeremy and Christine Woods.
Wow.
Jeremy has a very attractive tattoo. It's tattooed around his neck. It says skinhead. And
jeez.
Yeah. And
a lovely character.
Yeah. So he had decided that he was going to kill registered sex offenders on the sex offender registry.
Hmm.
Now, we've talked about the sex offender registry a great deal on Free Talk Live, and I think that this is one of the worst-case scenarios with it.
Where somebody ends up getting targeted because they're on said registry?
Right. Now, facts tend to conflict a little bit in these stories. This story I'm reading is from FoxCarolina.com. I tend to give it credence because its locality is closer. I've read several stories. One of the stories I found out of Fox 40 Modesto claims that he had been two-time convicted sex offender, but the one that's from nearby and written a little bit later says he's a one-time convicted sex offender from 1991 of a third-degree sex crime.
Well, would it really matter? I mean, how many times he'd been convicted? I mean, this is still a horrific crime and should not have occurred.
I think that it would to a lot of people, sure. So
you think there's probably some people out there that are cheering this guy on, this skinhead?
Absolutely.
He's like a hero, Dexter?
You can't talk about sex offenders without somebody calling in and saying, I think we should kill him. And
it's true.
I think that underlying sentiment is one of the reasons why a person like Jeremy Moody and then, you know, consequently his wife, I'm assuming it's consequently, maybe Christine was the prime mover here, I don't know, but it's one of the reasons that Christine and Jeremy got up the cojones to do this, because they believed it was the right thing to do. They didn't do this because they're sick killers. They did this because they believe it's the right thing to do and that somebody else won't do it.
We're
going to
make the world a better place.
Right. And that's what it comes down to, and it's the consequence for saying over and over again, I think the child rapists or whatever need to be killed.
Somebody goes ahead and...
Somebody's going to do it. You say that dumb crap enough, and somebody's going to do it. You better mean it. And let's not forget that in your fantasy world where only guilty people get killed, that's not how the real world works.
Mm.
The people that are willing to carry out the loose talk that people have are generally folks like Jeremy, you know, ones that don't have quite enough to live for and maybe not quite enough brains to carry it out. So you know, he goes and randomly picks somebody off the sex offender registry. That's how the story's written. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you really have to ask yourself, even if the guy really did commit a full-on first-degree rape in 1991, 23 years later or 24 years later, whatever it is that the time to execute him?
Right, because he's a different person now. I mean, you're not the same person you were 10 years ago, are you? I know I'm not. I know that people change over time, and I believe that it's possible for anybody to change, and that's one of the things I have a problem with this sex offender registry. Not only can it be used for violence and targeting individuals for, you know, eggings and things like that, but to tarnish somebody with that reputation for their entire life. And there are some places where it's a lifetime sex offender registry that you get put on, and that it follows you forever. And I feel like people should be given the chance to rehabilitate. And if they've paid some sort of restitution, if they've paid their so-called dues, then why shouldn't they be allowed to live their life and be left alone?
Well, I'm not sure that I'm quite that far along the path. I think that if somebody
support the registry,
if somebody wants to get a list of the people who live in their neighborhood who have been convicted of sex crimes, that's fine. But what I think needs to be understood in this circumstance is that some sex offenses are greater than others. And a third,
so like peeing in public, not so big deal as compared to actual rape.
Third degree sexual misconduct, which is what this article quotes here, that that this Parker fella, Charles Parker, had been convicted of in 1991. One of the articles says that. The other article says that he was convicted of that in 2003. Basically amounts to having sex with somebody who's under the age.
Really?
From what I can tell, that's, you know, you're talking about essentially...
Usually isn't that a rape charge, though? Isn't that like a statutory rape?
It depends on the state.
They just call it things that are different.
Different terminology in different places.
I see.
This may be, you know, this may be the effectively showing your parts to somebody underage or
good
something
point.
Like that.
Maybe it would have been a more serious charge if it had been actual intercourse or something.
It's really difficult to know from state to state what the circumstances are. But anything that's third degree is not something that's that's not a big deal in comparison to full-on sexual battery.
So maybe this guy really did randomly pick this dude.
That's what the article wants you to believe, at the very least.
Well, right. I'm sure there's no shortage of people on these sex offender registries, so if the idea is to pick the worst of the worst, clearly he didn't.
Well, he did pick somebody who was the easiest to get to. This guy was a shade tree mechanic that would fix your car at your house. So
I see.
The idea that you show up there, say, hey, my car needs to be fixed, will probably get you in his door.
Gotcha.
Once you're in his door, you can shoot him with a .380, stab him a few times, and his wife, who might see the crime. And, by the way, this is the other thing about vigilante justice is, what about the witnesses? Mm. Because no matter what you've got to say about Charles and his proclivities in the past, Gretchen didn't molest anybody. So how many people are you willing to kill? How many innocent people are you willing to kill in order to get each sex offender?
And what is this going to do?
What I want to hear is, I want to hear from the people who have said, yeah, I think I think what we should do is kill the sex offenders.
No.
And I want to know if this is okay. Because this is the result of loose talk. You know, you're listening to me. There are hundreds of thousands of people listening to me. Tens of thousands of you have said, I think we should kill sex offenders. This is the result of your loose talk. I want to hear from you. Is this okay? Are you proud of the results here? Because to me, this, you know, I know I've said those things in the past, and now I have changed my mind.
Well,
about...
I'd like to know why you changed your mind about that. Maybe we can get into that here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you are one of those people who says, we got to kill those sex offenders, or some variety, a variation of that, please. The toll-free number here is for you at 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up your own thoughts on this, whatever aspect. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also connect with us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. More on the story and your calls coming up. Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of these airwaves here in this live Saturday edition. We will take your calls. You may call about anything. Doesn't have to be necessarily about sex offenders, although that is the discussion we're having regarding a psycho, a dumb, particularly dumb psycho, who got caught for murdering a sex offender and his wife. That is the wife of the sex offender. So double murder. And we're going to continue that discussion. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line. You can also connect with us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've got a website with lots of features, broadband streaming, dial-up streaming. We've got different size streams. There's even a mid-grade stream. You can go and listen to the show live or listen later. It's 24/7 streaming at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition to that, we've got over 115 great radio stations that air the show at various points throughout the week. Plus, there's XM, satellite radio, where you can hear us 7 nights per week. And in addition to that, we've got the free-to-air KU-band satellite channel, a webcam, and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go get the details on how to get tuned in to Free Talk Live over at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, as a matter of fact, any kind of shooting gear, they've got firearms over at manventureoutpost.com. Variety of reasons why you might want a firearm. Some crazy skinhead guy coming in and shooting you and your wife. That might be one of the reasons.
Could be helpful in that instance.
Could be, if you have it in the right place, and sometimes it can be difficult. You need to have ammunition. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. Knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, archery, air guns, holster, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, everything you need for the outdoor enthusiast in your life, be it you or someone you love, manventureoutpost.com has it. They are family-owned. I've been ordering from them for years. You can trust them, manventureoutpost.com. I think what really sets them apart is their pricing. They have the lowest prices I've seen on anything I've ever ordered from them. They claim rock bottom prices, and I think before you buy anything for the outdoor enthusiast, you should check ManVenture just because they've got the best prices. Go check for yourself, ManVentureOutpost.com.
So the news is in a lot of places. I have an AP version of the story. Basically, to sum it up for you, and we'll get right into your calls. In Columbia, South Carolina, a local moron and psycho decided to go and murder what appears to be a random sex offender from the sex offender registry. He showed up at this guy's shop, which was also his house. He did some auto repair from his home, and apparently walked at some point by a sign that warned individuals coming to said property that they are on video, a yellow, bright yellow sign warning people that they are being recorded on video. And sure enough, he was recorded committing double murder because he killed the sex offender and the man's wife, and it was all caught on video. So they've gone after this guy. And Mark, your question to the audience tonight was essentially, you're looking for people who used to think like you do, that used to think, you know, this idea of, well, you should murder sex offenders. You ought to put them all to death, make the world a better place. Right.
That idea, I mean, it's a simple way to solve a complex problem.
And I'd like to get into detail on that, and hopefully we'll take your calls here. We'll start with ladies first. Maggie is listening to the Mike 92.1 in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Maggie.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in as a rape victim, victim of violent rape crime about 7 years ago, as you can imagine, my thoughts on sex offenders have been, just as you said, kill them all. However, in this particular case, I think it's a bit ludicrous that the guy's wife was killed as well.
Yeah.
Although I'm not against I think it's awful that people use the sex offender registry to target crimes like this one, especially at random. This is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm not sure that, you know, this guy, if he was not a particularly violent sex offender, maybe showed somebody his whatnot at some point in time, or, you know, whatever happened there. But I am not... I'm not for taking down the sex offender registry. I think it's very important that people are aware of who is living in their neighborhood. For example, actually the other night, a gentleman, I was hula hooping in my driveway, and I thought I was alone. It was completely dark. A gentleman walked up my driveway. It turns out he was watching me for at least several minutes, and he said some very strange, weird things to me that made me think, wow, who is this guy? And so I looked in my local registry and looked who lived around me to see if this guy was on this list, because if he was, I would have, you know, felt, I guess it would have made me feel more secure about who was around me. However, I guess I've sort of made my point, so thanks for letting me talk.
Well, before you go, I mean, I've got some questions, but Mark, you want to go first?
I just wanted to ask, was this a person who committed the crime against you, were they on the registry?
This was actually in Argentina that happened, and so I don't even know if they had a registry. I was studying abroad at the time. I was 18.
How would knowing, and you said you did not find this guy on the registry, the creepy guy?
Yeah, that was a whole separate situation. Yeah. This was
right, but the recent hula hoop thing, you did not find the creepy guy. So,
nope,
like, had you found out that, you know, yes, this guy is on the sex offender registry, yes, he has committed rape in the past, how would that have benefited you in some way? I mean, you were already creeped out by the guy, so it's not like you were going to necessarily let him in for coffee and, you know, some cookies or something like that.
I mean, you raise a good point. I guess it would give more leverage for me to, or, you know, it would have prompted me to more, like, call the non-emergency police line and say, hey, look, there's a guy that's on the sex registry that's creeping me out. Here's a tidbit up, or a tidbit of information, rather.
Are you not allowed to, I mean, I get it, like, some guys are creepy, right? Like, that's just how it is. But is that prohibited when you're a sex offender, leering at a woman creepily? Is that something that is going to violate his terms of probation?
Something his probation officer might want to know about.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether it's,
right.
The thing is that the word creepy is deadly for a man.
Yeah.
If it's tossed out, so, I mean, you know, it could be the guy was walking down the road, he's entertained by somebody doing hula hooping thing, and, you know, in a skilled fashion. I mean, I've seen people do some really entertaining stuff with hula hoops.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, if you attempting to engage somebody in a conversation after watching them hula hoop in their driveway at dark, not the time to talk to them. But,
yeah.
Some guys are weird.
It went beyond creepy. Like, there are gentlemen out there that I would consider creepy, and I would consider what this guy said to me beyond creepy. I mean, it was kind of out of nowhere. He goes, I used to be addicted to women. You know, sometimes I would need 30, 40 of them, but I don't have that kind of testosterone anymore. You know, I would touch you, and it would be okay. I was like,
yeah, that's pretty creepy.
Here?
Glad you're all right. Thanks for telling your story tonight, Maggie. Appreciate hearing from you on Free Talk Live. Yep, 855-453.
Pick up lines that don't work.
But really, is you know, what little information you might glean from a sex offender registry worth it? We're coming up.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter Systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookbook. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Something else you should take control of is your web presence, and Squarespace.com will allow you to do that. Maybe you already have a website, and you've been looking for an easier option because you're sick and tired of paying some tech guru $100 an hour to be your web admin. Wouldn't it be great if you could do your own web administrating and not be some kind of crazy PHP Java-knowing tech whiz? Well, Squarespace.com allows you to do that. Mark, even you could make your own website.
Even I could, yes.
With
and a beautiful one at that. Squarespace is really known for its design sensibility. And it's really great. They've got shopping carts, too.
And I suck at design. I'm terrible at it. I just don't, you know, I don't have the graphic design training for it. I can do some of the coding kind of back-end website stuff, but the design, definitely not good at that. And Squarespace, right out of the box, you've got killer designs that are made by professionals that know what they're doing. You can get in there and easily drag and drop content right from your desktop, rearrange the elements of the content within a page. It's so intuitive, so simple, and so affordable. $8 a month. That's where it starts. And that includes, you know, hosting. I did mention last night that there was unlimited bandwidth, but that's on the $16 a month plan, which also is an incredible deal, for especially considering you get 24-hour a day, 7-day a week support from Squarespace.com. And they're, of course, constantly improving themselves. They just recently added e-commerce features. So whether you want to start a blog or a portfolio site or a web store, Squarespace can help. And you can go and start now and start tooling around with all their options and their features simply by going and signing up for a free trial. You don't have to give them a credit card number to start the free trial. You just go to Squarespace.com and get started. And when you're ready to order, you can use our discount code and save even more. You can save 10% off by using code FTL7. That's FTL and the number 7 to save 10% at Squarespace.com. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts. Now, I do want to get an answer from you, Mark, at some point, but we're going to go back to the calls, about why you changed your mind. Because you did say earlier, you kind of teased that you had changed your mind about sex offenders previously. I don't know how long ago, but previously you had the position that they should be killed. Make the world a better place. Just take them out. And you changed your mind on that. I do want to hear more about that. But first,
I'm still, to some extent, for a registry, though.
Okay, let's go to Amy. I don't think I'm for a registry, but let's go to Amy, listening in Madison to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hello, Amy.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hey, what great.
An excellent
What's up?
Discussion.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I am not for a registry. I think that it unfairly targets people. I think, personally, that, you know, sex offenders are scum, but we don't have the right to take anyone's life, no matter what they've done. And the reason I say that, Maggie, your last caller, really should think about getting into therapy, because she's got such kind of mixed emotions about how she's going to react in a situation because of her previous experience of being raped. I was molested by my dad when I was a little girl. My mother admitted it, too. But it's not your fault. You know, my
dad. It's horrible.
It is horrible, but, you know, there's being a victim and there's being a survivor, and I think...
Right, there you go.
Talking it out, and I now know enough. I know that people have been accused of things that they haven't done. That's always going to be the case, but I'm a complete pacifist. I used to think that I was so angry at my dad, I was like, you know, they should all just burn in hell, and... That's how it is, and, you know, because I'm right. And, you know, guess what? I'm human, too. I'm not a perfect person. I make mistakes. He was sick, and I believe that sex offenders are sick. It's not
Do you know if he was also... Do you know if he was also molested while growing up?
Well, you know, it's interesting. He went to military school, and he was a small, very pretty boy. So I would not be surprised at all. I think that most sex offenders start out, and it's an experiential thing. And that's where it starts. They're simply playing out, and they can't help it. I broke the cycle, but that's because I got help.
Wow.
And the only way to break that cycle is to engage in, we're talking like Woody Allen years.
Yeah, I think that's true.
But you are not for the sex registry.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. It's ridiculous. You send little kids home with pieces of paper in the bottom of their little backpack or whatever. Oh, look, Mommy, here's a sex offender who lives near us, whatever. Number one, if you have trained your child correctly, that child is not speaking to any strangers. You know who you know. They know who you know. They know stranger danger. They know they're not supposed to talk to an adult in the first place.
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that rule. I think that's kind of a silly rule, and it's a very antisocial rule. I think that you know, there's a certain view, there's a certain perspective that parents shouldn't be babying their kids so much. Like, it's one thing to talk to strangers about, like, getting directions or something. It's another thing to talk to the creepy guy in the back of the van who's trying to find his lost dog and asks for help.
No, I mean, I think that. Getting their directions is one of the first things that they do. Oh, can you tell me where Oak Street is? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm hard of hearing. Come closer to my car. Sincerely, that's one of the... It's not just a lost puppy thing. It's anything. And no kid should ever talk to strangers.
What do you think about that, Mark? I mean, you're the one with a son here. I don't have a kid in this race, so to speak.
Yeah, I've got to say that... you know, from the statistics, obviously, it's worth pointing out that a family member or some close member of the family is more likely to do these things than a stranger by a long shot.
Yeah, that is a very good point. And also, the other thing is that they usually self-identify as straight, not as gay.
I would think that's probably true.
93%.
The other thing that I would point out is that if you teach your child to be afraid of strangers and you be careful around strangers, what you possibly will get is a child who doesn't get molested by strangers. It's a very remote chance that any child would enter a situation like that. But what you certainly will get is a child that's scared of people in life, and that's what scares
me.
How
you present it. I think it's
hard
you
though. I understand, but that's like saying you got a spank right.
I'm not into this.
I know, but some people would say that if you spank properly, I knew who I was talking to here. Some people will say.
Yeah, I know. My sister used to go out and make her kids cut their own switch off the willow tree.
Oh, that's sick. That's
sick
stuff.
Monster.
Amy, thanks for your call tonight.
Therapy.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I'm with you on this one, Mark. I think that the stranger danger idea, it's got to permeate a kid, you know, for a long time and make them genuinely afraid of the unknown, the people
they
don't know.
I think the first thing that you do need to tell your kid.
But people are good.
But I think you need to tell your kid you don't get in cars with strangers.
There you go.
And if somebody tries to grab you and put you in your car, you yell as loud as you can.
Yeah.
That's probably about what I would be, you know, willing to do. And I think every parent has to make their own decisions. And I think that some parents make a mistake when they go really heavy with the stranger danger.
Yeah, I think that's like it's essentially a zero tolerance rule, and that's not good for relationships or being a good human being toward one another. No wonder people don't speak to each other on the streets. I mean, they think they're scary or dangerous or who is that guy? He looks intimidating. Well, maybe he's one of the nicest people you've ever met, but you never met him because you never said hello in the first place. Let's go to Troy, listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Troy.
Hey, hold on. Let me get you off my speaker here in one second.
All right.
Hey, I was calling, you were talking about the sex offender registry list and so forth, and I wanted to bring up a situation that happened and our own, I know you guys are a small time, y'all go through a lot of stuff, but real quick, about 7 or 8 years ago, me and my wife got in a situation where there was a miscommunication and one of our younger kids was left alone for a little bit, and the neighbors called and they took our kids away from us for a while. And,
hold up, the government took your kids? Because they were alone?
Well, you know how social services, you know, they call the police, they call social services. And the first thing they try to do is they try to find a family member to put them with. Okay.
They've ruined a lot of people's lives. Stand by, Troy. I want you to be able to have time to tell your story. So hang on. We're going to bring you back. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. You take control. Sex offenders. Free talk live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you there. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the stores. You'll see there online stores like Amazon and Newegg. You enter those stores through the links that are provided, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So if there's something that you need to buy for yourself, you go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy it through Amazon. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase. It really helps us out, and it helps you because you get the stuff you're looking for at the same great Amazon prices, the same great free Super Saver shipping deals that you're used to. It's the same Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link, and that way we get credit for the sale. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. So we go back to Troy. We've been talking about the sex offender registry and how one psycho in South Carolina decided to target those who are on the sex offender registry. Thankfully, he only got through one person and was not able to eliminate more lives, which was apparently his intention to continue killing randomly from the sex offender registry, which kind of brought up the subject of the registry itself and, you know, whether or not it should exist, various different aspects of this. So we'd love to get your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And I don't know if we've really gotten what you had asked for, Mark, which was the person who really believes in putting them to death. There was a lady earlier who said that she kind of thought that way.
Changed her mind.
She didn't really seem too vehement on that. So if you're one of those people who believes that sex offenders should be instead put to death, that would somehow improve the world, would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Troy's back with us listening in Virginia to WNIS. Now, Troy, you were just getting into telling us a story. Can you go ahead and recap and get into that?
I can't remember exactly, but somewhere between 6-8 years ago, about 7 years ago or so, me and my wife were going through a lot of troubling times, right? And, fights and a lot of it derived from some personal issues, as well as there was a one incident where there was some miscommunication where I thought my wife was in the back room with our two daughters at the time, and I went to work, and I didn't realize that she wasn't there, so I left the kids at home alone. And so the neighbor, you know, the younger one was like, went out to the elementary school bus, and, you know, what are you doing out here? And then, of course, they called the cops, they called social services, and they tried to take him away. I'm leading up to a point with a sex offender here.
Sure.
They took the kids away from us, and, you know, they put you on, like, probation for, like, a year. You got to go to all these parenting classes, and so, you know, you got to clean your house like a mo. I mean, all these crazy things you got to do to get your kids back and, you know, go through the loops of the court and the system and all sort of stuff. Well, in the meantime, what they like to do is they like to try to give your kids to like a family member or nearest relative or something like that, rather than some stranger. which is that's an okay thing. So in our case, I was like, all right, just let me go stay with my mom, you know, and my stepdad. Let me go, you know, be with the grandparents while we're going through all this crap so we can get our kids back, you know?
All right.
And there was all these rules they had to go by, and it really put my mom to a ringer with that. And one of the first things that they did was they went to, you know, my mom lived on, she had a houseboat, a yacht, you know, and they lived on there, and they said, well, the kids couldn't live on there, you know, they were used to staying there like all weekend, they were damn water babies, and, you know, but they said that wasn't safe for them, which didn't make sense to us, but anyway, so my mom had to go, like, buy a separate house, all those other things, and in addition to that, apparently, my stepdad was on a sex offender list. And that was a surprise to everyone at the time. Like, what are you talking about? You know? And then they said that their own grandkids couldn't stay with the grandparents, which they stay with, like, all the time.
All the time.
Know? Right. Was, up until this moment.
Because it was on the sex offender list. And it was, so, of course, it brought out, how did he get on the sex offender
list? Right.
Yeah, that's going to be my question. Sure.
And then, well, this is what happened. He was on the sex offender list. You know, he was driving through the city. I can't remember if it was Norfolk or Forest in this area. But he was driving through the city, and he happened to pull up to this stoplight where there was one of these, you know, I guess, you know, a beautiful woman was standing, you know, on the corner. And it was kind of an entrapment kind of thing. That's when these undercover police cops were like, hey, you're kind of cute. And you're like, hey, you're not so bad yourself.
Hold up. You can get on a sex offender list purchasing a prostitute as a John?
No. You don't follow. He wasn't out looking for it. Like,
yes,
he
but
was just standing there, like he was at the.
But that's where you're going, right? I did jump to the conclusion that he purchased the services of a prostitute, right?
No. It didn't go that far. She was like, "Hey, you might want to, you know, like, here's my number. Call me later. Or talk to you later." And it's like, as soon as he's like, you know, I guess at a moment of weakness, whether midlife crisis, whatever you want to call it, he was like, "Gosh." You know, maybe. I don't know. Sure. And then cops came right then, arrested him, processed him. He spent like 2 days in jail or something. My mom didn't know because he was a truck driver at the time. So she
I didn't know that.
And so he never had sex. This was like almost like an entrapment kind of thing.
Hey, man,
so
I don't care if he does have sex with a prostitute. I mean, you don't have to make excuses for it. I don't care.
As far as I'm concerned, making money is okay and having sex is okay. So making money while having sex is okay.
Right. Two individuals consenting to trade sex for money, I don't think should be illegal at all. I'm actually shocked. I didn't know that was considered a sex offense. I had no idea.
I've actually heard even worse cases where someone, you would make like a dirty joke comment and be marked on the sex offender list in this area. So, I mean, to be marked for murder for maybe even making a dirty joke at the wrong place, it's crazy.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening with your kids?
Well, no, we ended up getting through the process and we got them back and we have four kids now. That was when we had two. Yeah, so, you know, we've been great parents ever since. But
hey, thanks for sharing your story tonight, Troy. I appreciate hearing from you. Interesting. At 855-450-FREE. Did you know that, Mark? That I mean, I'm taking Troy's word for it here, but, I mean, to a John? A sex offender?
I guess I wouldn't be surprised.
Is the prostitute also considered a sex offender in that case? I mean, normally when you think sex offender, you think crime with a victim. And I guess you're right. It makes sense that they would.
There's a lot of. See, this is the problem. Okay. So, I as a concept for a sex offender registry, I don't have a problem with it because, A, I believe that people's actions in the past should be recorded and should be available for people to look at. Do I think we all make mistakes? Yes. But with enough information, you should know. You should be able to look at these things. Everybody will come to the conclusions. I think everybody knows that we all make mistakes. Once you find out that everybody's made mistakes, you can no longer say, I'm only dealing with perfect people. So, yeah, I'm not against the sex offender registry. However, when the government runs anything, they're like the reverse Midas touch. Everything they touch turns to crap. So they make a sex offender registry where people who tinkled outside or who... you know, when they were 18, when a senior was dating a freshman or a variety of other circumstances.
Those are all
occurred.
Considered sex offenses.
Right. I mean,
in a lot of places.
When you hear somebody's story about what happened in a crime and you don't have, like, the facts in front of you and you just believe that story because that person told it to you, you are leaving yourself open to the opportunity to be lied to. I left myself open to the opportunity to be lied to by a friend to whom had a sex offense. He was a law enforcement officer, and he fell asleep on the couch and woke up with an erection. The kids...
It happens?
Yep. It came out of... It was out of his shorts.
Oh, white boxers or something?
His girlfriend or wife or whatever she was, was there, had two kids. They were in the house, the two girls. Man. And I guess they made fun of him for waking up in that condition.
That's funny.
Yep. And he made the, the unenviable, joke of sort of shaking it at them and then going into the other room, right? Well, and so
and he's a cop.
Well, the question is: does that deserve 2 years in prison?
I know.
I don't think
not.
Right. Like it's in poor taste. Perhaps someone would have if one hadn't just woke up thought better of this. But
yep,
2 years
little
of
groggy
prison
headed.
Is that a good idea?
No way. That's ridiculous.
I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. I tend not to believe anybody, but that includes the people that prosecute these crimes.
Sure.
So
yeah, what's their motivation?
Do bad things happen to people of a sexual nature? Absolutely they do.
Right, and bad things are happening.
Because the stigma is so high in this area, you just don't know who did what. And because sex offenders are classified in such a broad fashion, you don't know who the reoffenders are. One tends to think that that sex offenders would be on a high level of recidivism. However, the numbers really don't show that. Thieves are the recidivants, according to the numbers. But if you were to remove, say, the people, the seniors that had sex with freshmen and the people that tinkled outside, and you start removing all these ones that I don't really consider sex offenses. John's buying a prostitute, prostitute selling to John's. What I want to know about, I want to know about somebody who laid hands on somebody else and did something of a sexual nature to them and without consent, and what is their recidivant rate. But I don't know how to find that number. I'm a talk show host. I've spent my time looking for this number, and it's hard to find because it's full of crap. And so
great
the government
point.
Can't give you good numbers.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. But from the government's perspective, that's a good thing because then they can make it look like, look at all these people we've got on the sex offender registry. We are really
doing
a good
job. It's a scary place. We need more cops.
We're cracking down on crime here. We need bigger budgets, more cops. More registries, because by the way, once you open the door to one registry, why not have more registries? Why not have a thieving registry? Why not have registries for other, small crimes, a marijuana registry or something? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.